Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, what's happening? The Greg Shell Show, I'm your boy. We in the house, got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. Hopefully you're excited about it. I don't know about you, I'm excited. You know, I'm here in Montgomery, Alabama. You know, my uncle, you know, he got murdered, and we just asking for justice out here tonight. But we got an amazing show lined up for you. I'm here in Montgomery, Alabama, getting ready to celebrate and honor my mama, Sarah Lee Shell, also my uncle, Roger B. Shell, and Joe Shell, and Kenny Shell, all of the Shell clans. We're looking to, you know, make that happen right here on the Greg Shell Show. Let me see what's going on. Everything new to me. Let me see. Do I know what I'm doing? Let me see something. I got trained by Miss Kirby Capone Productions all the way in Houston, Texas. We got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. We want you to go ahead and tell a friend to tell another friend to tell another friend. Man, I almost couldn't even think straight right then when I was talking. Yo, we got an amazing show. I haven't said that three times, but I guess I'm happy because so much that came against me. But let's go ahead and just pray. Father, we just thank you for this time together. We pray that you have a great time, not in religion, but in a relationship with you, knowing that you able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ever ask, think, or say. So we thank you for that. And we thank you for all of the callers that are going to call in tonight and celebrate as we get prepared for takeoff for the Greg Shell Show live TV show. And we're going to be doing all that right here in Union Spring in Montgomery, Alabama. Can I clap that up again? Wait a minute. Let me see what I'm doing. Let's clap it up. Oh, boy. Wait a minute. Oh, that sounds like music in my ear. Y'all have been excited about being here, excited about a whole lot of stuff that's been popping off. We got my brother who did the movies, the executive producer, Full Time Pimping. And you guys can watch it exclusively on, you can watch it on Tubi and Hulu and all of the, you know, the pieces out there. But you're going to be able to watch it with the cast coming up, you know, in a couple of weeks. We're going to be getting prepared, for you to meet the cast of Full Time Pimping. I had an opportunity to be on that platform. Amazing. It was an amazing situation. Glad to be a part of it. Y'all, we got a, we're going to talk about In the Path of Study. It's coming. It is coming to a city and a theater near you or to your backyard. You know what I mean? The movie, the stage play, the book. Also the, what else? It's a TV series as well. So all of that's going to be popping off right here on the Greg Shell Show Live as we get prepared for the launching of the new TV network, East Coast, West Coast TV. It's eastcoastwestcoast.live as we get prepared. If you got a TV show, a radio show, or any kind of show, long as it's positive and it has a positive reflection, we would love to house you on East Coast, West Coast. The television network where we will be available in over 172 million households. Yep, you heard it right, 172 million households. I'm going to play a song and we're going to come back at you right here on the Greg Shell Show. We live. I'm sorry. Thank you.
is so much confusion, so much pain. There are times when I want to give up, but I kept the faith when the going got tough.
I made it through the storm. I made it through the rain. I never gave up.
Devil
trying to feel the joy that you have.
Go down on your knees, pray each and every day. Gotta step in.
Enjoying Made It Through the Storm, your single.
You like that new CD? I've been on ice for 11 years. It feels good to get out of the deep freezing, dog.
Absolutely.
How you feeling? Where you at? Huh?
Right now, I'm in Florida right now. I just got back from North Dakota.
Dang, North Dakota? That sounds like some ooh-wee something going on out there. That where the buffalo roam.
The buffalo,
right?
Yeah.
Where my Absolutely. Brothers they at? What's they at?
Well, they is actually, I want to say Colorado.
He in Colorado? Boy, y'all out there where the moose went. Huh?
I believe he's in Colorado.
Well, listen, you know we're excited about the luau party that I'm going to do in honor of my mom and my uncles that then went on. You know, we just celebrated the life of my uncle, Roger B. Shell, and I pray that they find the person who, you know, brutally murdered my uncle. Say that out there and put it out there like that. You know, what you did, I just pray you come forward and do the right thing, because God got his hand. Oh, that was God's challenge. So you're going to get punished
right.
for whatever you did.
And you
bring
don't.
It real. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, Nene, you
I pray that they
come,
find him, too. I pray that he just turn himself in.
Yeah, I pray he just
say that again.
You know, do the right. Huh?
Right.
Yeah, so watch this. You're going to come to Union Spring and celebrate. I'm going to do the Greg Shell Show live. And I was going to do
okay.
it on the property,
okay.
right? But The land too bushy for it right now, so I got to give it 2 weeks. So we're going to do it at Big Jack's Bar in Union Springs, Alabama. You know what I mean? It's going to be on Pecan Lane. We did some, you know, I did some stuff there before in honor of my mom and some stuff. So that's where it's going to be at. It's going to be at Big Jack's Bar and Grill. Ain't that off the chain?
Okay.
So
well, I'm looking forward to coming to spend some time.
You got to wear a luau, huh?
I said we're looking forward to coming to spend some time in Union City and to
Union
support Springs. Your movement.
You got to
Union
right.
Springs.
You can't see it wrong. Union Springs,
Union
Alabama.
Springs, Alabama.
Yeah, that's where the springs of water come up. You know I'm
okay.
excited about, you know, our new movie, In the Past of Study.
Right. I saw the trailer.
You seen the trailer?
I did.
What do you thought about it?
Well, I actually like the plot. I like everything about the story. Who was the writer?
Kirby Capone, myself, a little bit. I put a couple of pieces in there like Eminem.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got a lot coming on. You know, I'm back here in Alabama, excited, getting ready to do Christmas on, you know, in Shell City, on those 11 acres.
I'm excited about your whole movement and everything that you're doing.
You are. Thank you. I'm excited about your movements, too. Hold on. I got
Appreciate
another caller
it.
Calling. Wait a minute. Let's see who this
okay.
is. This looks like the... It looks like the producer. It's the producer of the new movie, of the movie Full Time Pimpin', Ernest Faust Jr. What's happening, man?
What's going on, Greg Shell?
What's going on, man? I got Ernest Faust Jr. on the line and Nene. Woo wee wee! Talking about that.
What's
stuff.
Going on, Greg?
Hey.
Huh? My.
Huh?
I said, my brother.
You know what? We serve a my God, a mighty God, the Prince of Peace.
You talking now, brother.
Hey, Nene, can I tell you something? You know, I don't know how to act since I've been off the radio a long, long time. And God gave us our own radio station. What y'all think about that?
That's a beautiful situation.
Guess how many households we available in, Nene?
40 million.
Ooh, that's the number we going to be reaching for, but we are available in 7 million households right now.
Okay.
7 is a good number, right? Right, Brother Ernest?
Yeah.
Well, oh, Ernest, go ahead and tell them a little bit. I want you to tell the world about who you are. This is my big brother. I'm telling you, he come through. Let me tell you a little story real quick before I introduce my special guest on the show tonight, Ernest Faust, the executive producer of Full Time Pimping, and he on the line with us tonight. I'm excited about just being back in the house, in the seat. Go ahead and buckle your seatbelt up because we're going to take a ride. But let me tell you, Ernest, what I learned. You ever seen the TV show The Hook?
Yes, I have.
Nene, you ever seen the TV show The Hook?
Yeah, Incredible Hulk. Yeah,
The
Hulk or Incredible Hulk?
Incredible Hulk. So watch this. When,
Green
when,
Man.
When David, what's his name? David Banner? What his name
David
is?
David Banner.
His name David Banner. Okay. David Banner be just minding his own business, don't he, Ernie? Foul JR.
Yeah.
And then they get they because he looks scrumptious and all of that, they go to picking on him and go to kicking him and bothering him in the coat, right?
Right.
And then what he tell him? And then what he tell him? He tell him, he say, "Now, nah, I told y'all to leave me alone. You ain't going to like me if I get angry." Ain't that what he say?
You'll make me get angry.
He said, "You ain't going to like me when
I
get angry."
I turn green. I'm going
somewhere with this, right? So when you keep messing with God's children and go to kicking them and punching them around, and you done told them, "Please leave me alone because you ain't going to like God when he get angry." He going to tell me stuff. So when the Hulk come out, what'd he do? He get green and mean, and he tap up some stuff, right?
Snatch his shirt off and all.
You see that? Even snatch his shirt off. Listen.
Yeah, what'd he do?
I want to let somebody know tonight that been just overwhelmed with situations. God ain't going to keep letting these people do what they do, what they think they're doing to you. So I'm telling you, there's a hook inside of you, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's going to tell some stuff if you get your behind out the way. I don't know about you, but I say, I don't know what you come to do. This ain't no religious show. This is a real show, R-E-E-L, because R-E-A-L ain't real. Right? So with that being said,
I got
that out my system. That made me feel real good. I'm going to burp behind that. So, Ernest, go ahead and tell the world who you are, man. I'm just excited about how God has been moving and you know, taking you to your next levels. You got all these different movies and stuff. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the world and tell them about all the projects that you got going on. You need to put a pen in with you, just listen in. As I release my brother, Ernest Faust, Jr., exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody doing? My name is Ernest Faust, Jr. And one thing for sure, I could start off by telling Greg Shell, we met a long, long, long time ago, and we on our journey, a path to trying to get somewhere. And trying to make our spot, as they say, our name be known, but not really doing it for the name to be known, just doing it for, because it's in our spirit, man, and what we love to do is all about me, entertainment, and from R&B to gospel, stage play, producer, executive producers, now movies. God is just blessing me and blessing me all over again because I said I want to do what the dust said the Lord. I tried it my way. It never went right.
When God put his hand on it,
everything falls in place just like a domino effect. And I just bless God, and I just bless Greg for allowing me to be on his show tonight. I really appreciate it. He's doing some very big things. I respect him highly. And Brother Hayes, the list go on and on with me.
I want to say this to you. I'm so proud of you, man. holding on to your coattail. We hold a hand and praying together and believing and getting from around all the negative, you know, the negative people that didn't believe. You know what I mean? We had to keep on moving. So I just thank you for being real, man. You know, a real brother. You know what I mean? Let me clap that up. Wait a minute. Let me.
Yeah.
I didn't learn. I'm learning how to engineer, y'all. Let me see. Can I clap? Let me see.
All right.
You see what Greg's going to say. Say, if you won't help me out, I'll Google myself. I'll Google out and do it myself. But Kirby Capone, I got to give a little shout out to her. She has been all of that and some. Her and her husband, Mr. Red Bull, which y'all going to get an opportunity to see. But I'm excited about the luau party this weekend, my coming out party in Union Spring, Alabama. Boy, we have an amazing weekend this weekend with all the shells and the piercings. Boy, I'm telling you, we was getting it in, getting it on, and getting it wrong. Well, we didn't get it wrong. We got it in. So, Ernest.
Yeah.
Listen. Tell us about the new movie that you got, because you got a whole bunch of movies under your sleeve, and we trying to let them come out. And then I'm going to play your new track in a minute. That's going to be one of the featured tracks in the soundtrack of our new movie, In the Pastor's Study, coming at you, you know, in January, God's willing, right here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show and on the TGS new TV network that we're about to launch.
Well, I can tell you one thing about our past movie. What we first movie we made was Where It's Not for Mama. Where It's Not for Mama. I played a jackleg attorney and a struggling attorney. Yes,
what?
Man. That's pretty interesting. And me playing a struggling attorney, and I was stone gangster behind this scene, but yet still. I got all the bad guys out. And that's
the
one Where It's Not for Mama. Yes, it's on right now. It's playing on all the streaming from Tubi to Prime, Amazon Prime to Real Reveals, the Criminal Hulu. You name it, it's Where It's Not for Mama is playing right now. And also,
what's the name of it again, Mr. Ernest?
Good. It's called Where, W-E-R-E. It, not N-O-T, for Mama, M-A-M-A, Where It's Not for Mama. It's on, like I said, it's playing on Tubi, Amazon. You can just type Where It's Not for Mama. It'll pop right up. You'll see a woman there, and you see me with a white hinky in my pocket. That's me. That play with.
Oh,
and a new movie.
Your pocket?
Yeah, a handkerchief. And a white hanky. And the second movie now is now doing real, real good on IMDb. You can check out IMDb. You can Google it on IMDb. We got 9.5 stars out of 10 stars on the independent film.
Wow.
So we're doing very
Thank
much
you.
Better than some of the major movies out there. They receiving 5, 6, and 7s. We got 9.5 stars, and they do their own rating, private rating. And also on Amazon Prime right now, where Full Time Pimping, which Greg Shell is in, that right there got out of 5 stars, we got 4 stars out of Amazon Prime for the same movie, Full Time Pimping. So Full Time Pimping is doing very, very good.
You taught me that.
Again.
I went to pimp college.
What'd you say, Greg?
I went to pimp college.
Yeah, Greg had to keep the spiritual, and that ain't right.
That just ain't right. It just went right.
That just ain't right. That's all Greg said. But he said it very well. It's kind of comical. But yes, serious.
Yeah, that just went right.
Yeah, the movie
went right. What's your guarantee? Well, Lester, that just went right.
Okay,
no,
Lester
it wasn't right. I played
pimp.
Lester. I'm a ruthless.
Well,
you seen it.
We want y'all to know.
A ruthless pimp who made fortune off exploiting vulnerable women.
That's me. That was me.
Ooh,
it was rough.
So watch this, y'all.
But it's
if y'all like the movie, if y'all like the movie, y'all get ready for the TV series that's coming in January 2024. The TV series, Full-Time Pimpin', the series. So he wanted to give you a tape. He wanted to give you a tape or he give you the whole entree.
And
Can I do this, Ernest? I want to do this and let Nene hear. This is going to be the theme song for the new movie, In the Pastor's Study, and he's on the line, the executive TV producer, songwriter, singer, all of that in a bag of chips. He is right here on the Greg Dale Show. Here we go. Let's see.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake bishops gonna get what's coming to you. God
change.
Hey, AP, y'all.
Hey, y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Woo-wee. Nene, what you thought about that right there? Hello? Ernie, you there?
I'm here.
I said okay. I love it. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, God's going to get you.
Oh, uh-oh. If you ain't, if you ain't doing it, you ain't got to hurt. Huh?
Huh?
That's off the chain, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Who produced that? Who wrote it?
He did.
Oh, okay. Good job, Mr. Ernest.
Oh, he also got a new
Thank you
TV
very
show
much.
Called TV Show. Let's talk about it.
Now, I got to do the remix to it.
Uh-oh.
Tell
the world who Nene Farrington is.
Man. It'll take up the rest of your show, but I'm going to start from Will. Nene Farrington.
Well, don't take up all the I got to get somebody to pay the bill.
Nene Farrington, born and raised in Orlando, Florida. Everybody else might spend their time doing whatever it is that they think that's going to get them high, but music make me high. That's my high. I get high off music. I get high off God. I write. I've arranged. I've toured. I did it all. But I became a mother as well, and that kind of slowed me down for the last 13 years. But my baby boy, 13, my daughter's 11, and I'm ready to get high again off music.
Amen.
Thank God, Daddy Ernie.
Okay.
Yeah. Uncle Greg.
And as a matter of fact, Greg, guess what?
What?
If you weren't having your event, I was going to New Orleans to see Frankie Beverly.
You know y'all friends. You got to tell him.
He got a show tomorrow in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my show's Saturday. You going to fly?
I mean, it depends on what Zay going to do. If Zay gets back in town in time tomorrow, if he can fly in early enough tomorrow, I definitely will be going to New Orleans, then to Union Springs.
Do you got your luau? Do you have your luau gear on? You got to get you some luau gear.
But I know where to do that.
Hey, I need you to help put, I need, because they ain't never had a, we ain't never had a luau party, right? So we're going to have a luau party in honor of my mama, Sarah Lee Shell.
Okay.
We're going to say, wow! Ernest, what do you think about the Greg Shell Show?
Greg Shell Show is Greg Shell. You're original, brother.
Oh.
You got your own you got your own style, and you, like I say, you can't get it no better than what you do. That's who you is. You Greg Shell. You got your own unorthodox style, and you just talk, you say whatever come out your mouth.
I sure say it, because get what somebody else wants to let me say it. I say it. Nene, won't I say
it? Yes, you will.
what they don't know about Nene, Nene has been with all kind of artists, from Tyrese to you name it, Keisha Cole. She is an amazing individual. And, it's, you know, God's timing is perfect when we do whatever. I want to let everybody know, if you're trying to get your business, your brand to the next level, we definitely can help facilitate. We got what you call $25 a day, where you can pitch your business phone number, your website, and of course the business services that you offer. You got 3 minutes to do that for $25. That's what we're offering on the Greg Shell Show right now. We're also offering $1 per second. $1 per second, you know, you got to do a minimum of $20. So, we, you know, for $20, you get 20 seconds to say whatever you want to say about your business. We also got the packages for the luau party. $25, you're going to get 5 wings, some fries, and a mimosa, or a soda, or some. What do you think about that, Ernie?
That's pretty good price for that, bro.
Yeah.
Just a decent price for that.
Do you know I was looking up toward the sky the other day and I say, am I dreaming? Then I had to catch myself. I had to pinch myself. I'm going to sing this weekend, Ernie. I got this grand thing in Union Spring in a long time. They've been showing me a lot of love. So I got to sing for those Union Spring people that been all there with me in the corner with me. And those Montgomery people and those Troy people and those Atlanta people and those New York and Chicago people, those Orlando people. We going to hang out this weekend in honor of my mama, Sarah Lee. Nobody does it like Sarah Lee. Kirk Capone, if you're out there listening,
right.
I know you're excited. Hey, Ernest, you know it's just an exciting time when I had you on the show with me. I feel like a king. I'm telling you, man, when me and you get together, we're like Batman and Robin. That means we got each other back. We down like four flat tires. Can't go nowhere.
Exactly.
Hey, Ernie, tell us a little bit about the new movie that you have, The Trouble Tales. What's going to be popping off with that?
Oh, Trouble Tales will be out next year. The trailer's already out on YouTube called Trouble Tales. I play a ghost, and it's a horror film. So it's a little killing in there. And who I do. I play a ghost that thing is... The family house, the mansion, or the family house was only for the family, not to be sold.
Yeah.
But Brenda, my wife, fell on hard times, so she turned the house into an Airbnb, and that's when this trouble started.
That sounds amazing, man. So I know you just had an event this past weekend. Tell us a little bit about it. I heard it was amazing. I know you love doing stuff with the seniors. And hold on, let me just clap that up right there. You know, I always think it was amazing. So, tell us a little bit about the event, brother.
Well, past weekend, I just worked with the senior, little doing things, giving back to the seniors. And from 55 on up to all the way up to 87. And they had a splendid, man, they have a good time. I gave them first class stuff. We had a masquerade party. And they
used
to dress up in a former gear, and the seniors came out. They was clean, and they did their thing. They danced. They took. We had a professional picture taker when they first come in there.
Yeah.
In the door, had a nice backdrop for them, and hey, they picked a mask, which one they wanted. Some picked the guys and a Batman mask or the black mask, and someone picked the Phantom of the Opera. We had the two choices for the men. And it had a lot of different masks for the females. And they did their thing, dude. And they had the food was great. We had a live band. And it was just everything was we had. Catering. It was just beautiful, dude. And God truly blessed the people. They enjoyed themselves.
Well, I know how you do it. I know how you get in. I've attended a couple of your events. They are, truly amazing. Union Spring, I want to get you here to Union Spring, man, as we get prepared to open a new barbershop. We got a new barbershop we're going to bring. to Union Spring. I'm gonna clap that up for me because it's something I always wanted to come back to. What about I talked to the person that kind of like brain structure building to Union Spring, and they want to meet with me next week. Ain't God good?
All the time.
Ain't God good, my brother. Ernest, if you would, just someone that's listening right now, they may be going through a situation and, you know, just, you know, trouble on every end, because it's like when you really trying to get to your next level, you got all type of situation be coming at you, and the people that you think are going to be there for you, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, it really don't happen that way. God send you a total somebody else. So in your experience in life, just share a little bit with somebody that's going through that, how God can definitely take you to that next level. You just got to ride it out.
Well, my personal experience, you got to first go have faith and believe. No matter what you're going through right now, some people don't have, they need the light to be paid, the mortgage to be paid. Some people probably don't have food to eat tonight. But God said, if he feed the fowls of the air, clothe the lilies of the field and the fowls of the air, hey, guess what? We made on his own image. He got us too. But we have to believe that, because he has truly, truly showed me who he is. And he is God all by himself. He may not come where you want him, but he'll be there right on time. You just got to believe. You got to keep the faith and keep on persevering. And God will see you through.
Real good. Real good, brother. You know, me and you've been through the struggle together, you know, and the people that you thought that would be, you know, damn with you, they were the ones that were doing whatever they thought they were doing. So don't even try to do the retaliation thing. Leave it alone. Leave that guy. Leave the guy in, you know, and forgive him. You know what I mean? Forgive him. And the Bible said if we don't forgive, the Father in heaven won't forgive us. So forgive them, y'all, so that you can grow. You're not forgiving them for you. You're forgiving them for them so that you can grow. You know what I mean? And blow. You can grow and blow. I wanted to tell you this, brother. I hope you accept the opportunity, but I would love for your broadcast to come on whatever night of the week you want to come on.
Talk about it off the air. Absolutely.
Absolutely? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about it after off the air.
Yeah,
yes,
we'll talk about everything. I know Let's Talk About It gonna get it in. I'm excited about the new TV show and Let's Talk About It. I was featured on it. We got to start pushing the stuff that we've already done, Ernie. We're going to have a special show in Union Spring because, you know, it's coming up to the Christmas holiday. I want to do a Christmas song with you, man. I want to do a Christmas version of There's a Winner in You.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get in the studio and do it, bro.
You ain't been to Shell City yet, right? Mm-mm. Shell City will be available to the world in December. I always wanted to have like a major Christmas. You know what I mean? I want to play a song off of my CD. And y'all hearing it right here on the Greg Shell Show. It's about 11 years old, but it's just coming out right now. Ernest, we're going to chop it up. We got a lot to talk about. I got to tell people how they can be a member of our fan club and all of that stuff, and how they can get discounts based on the seed amount that they, you know, send in to meet the cast of Full Time Pimpin' and all other movies and stuff that's going to be coming your way exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Here I am, y'all, with my old super chat. Maybe Staple, if you're out there, you know I use some of your music, but I can't wait to get you on the line with me. Here it is right here on the Greg Shell Show. Jesus will make the way.
Somebody know God's good. If you not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry. Don't go astray. I know somebody.
want to give up, but I kept the faith when the going got tough.
I made it through the storm. I made it through the rain. I never gave up. God so will rain. I made it through the storm. I made it through the rain.
I made it.
I never gave up. God so will rain.
Why do I sometimes like I'm not gonna make it? That's the devil
trying to steal the joy that you have.
Go down on your knees, pray each and every day. Gotta step in and he will make a way.
I made it through the rain. I never gave up.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? Welcome back to the show. I'm trying to get all the kinks out. I just noticed I had the mute button was on the whole time while I was talking. So I do apologize, you guys. This is a test run. We are getting prepared for a real takeoff. Actually, I'm going to have an engineer and all that stuff right here. I just wanted to test the waters for myself to see, you know, the functionality of everything. Hopefully y'all are having a great time. Go ahead and start getting yourself prepared for the luau party in honor of my mom. It's going to be at Big Jack's Bar and Grill located in Union Springs, Alabama. We'll have that information for you tomorrow. See how you can win you some tickets to come hang out with Greg Shell, the Greg Shell Show Live. Luau party in honor of his mom and honor of his uncles. And just to have a great time. You know, the tickets are going to start at $25, but you're going to get some wings and fries and a mimosa with it as a come home type piece to you guys. $50 VIP. If you would like to be a vendor booth start at $50 right now as we get prepared for takeoff. Again, I'm excited about being in Union Springs, Alabama, celebrating the life of my mom, the life of my Uncle Roger. My uncle, let me just tell you all about my uncle. You know, I boast on him. You know, that's why I'm so hurt by how the situation went. Damn. But my uncle was always loving. He always showed love. He, at the end of every conversation, he'll let you know that he loved you. You know what I mean? He was in the church. He was an amazing singer. And, you know, I'm almost in tears tonight because, I hadn't really released the way I feel. But, you know, God, like my cousin told me, it was his dad. He said, that's God's child. And so, you know, we just take it day by day, but we really miss, I'm going to miss the situation. It's just crazy. You know, would really be popping off. So I just want to encourage you guys, whoever listening in tonight, you got family, man, y'all have some beef or whatever, go ahead and get rid of that, that sour taste out your mouth and get a sweet taste. You know, my uncle was a king. If I had to give an explanation of a king, he was a king. And my love to the Shell family, all the ones who came to show their support, And on behalf of my cousin, Roger, his son has left, I just pray for their strength, the Shell family, pray for their strength, you guys, and as we pray for yours. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street or a four-way street or a six-way. You know what I mean? And, time is too short. Pops, if you're listening, man, I'm coming your way soon. My pops, Earl Portis, out there in Hackensack, New York, he said, I'm his own child. I feel, I feel honored to have a daddy that's amazing. I want to give a love shout out to my auntie Brazil. Brazil Shell all the way in Philadelphia. I know you've been hurting, and I know to my uncle Willie James, Willie Thomas Shell, to James Shell, Henry Shell, and his wife Gladys, we just get love shouts out tonight to my cousin Joanne Pearson, amazing, to my cousin Amp Shell, Alex Shell, Jarvis Shell, Brian Shell, Roslyn Shell, Oscar Shell, Timothy Shell, James Shell Jr., Tiffany Shell, all the Shells, Linda Shell, Ebony Rockmore, Toya Rockmore, to all my family, Mary Rockmore, to my family. God is a good God, and his mercy endure forever. I want you to know, I'm glad that God allowed me to just come on tonight and had a couple of people to hang out. I want to let y'all know who I am. It's not about me. It's about God who lives in me. We're going to have an amazing time on the Greg Shell Show. On Mondays, we're going to have a variety of music. We're going to even have island music. We're going to have Spanish music, We'll be debuting Monday through Friday. In the nighttime, from 8 to 10 p.m., some people are going to have shows in between those hours. But we're excited, and we want to invite you to visit Union Springs, Alabama. We're going to have RVs and you know, tiny homes and great music, great entertainment from entertainers from all over the world. The biggest gift that you can get, though, is getting out of yourself and letting God lead the way. Because God is the biggest celebrity on the earth, Jesus, through his power, through his Holy Spirit. So I'm going to sign off for tonight. Go ahead and get your luau gear because I'm going to give away some money to the best luau dresser. If you think you got it going on and you can be a couple or you can be a single, you know what I mean? We coming to have a good time, like Betty Wright said. That's just what we had in mind. Is that all right with you? Right here on the Greg Chair Show, we live. I'm going to clap because I want to clap. I can clap if I want to clap. Say, clap your hand if you know it. Let's clap. All right. I'm in it like the Greg Chair Show. Y'all can email me at the Greg Chair Show at gmail.com. Again, that's the Greg Chair Show at gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook. Link is in. Also, we are available exclusively on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show #3. That's all you got to do. We're going to be giving away door prizes. If you think you're an artist and you got it going on, of course, if you don't sow a seed in the ground, you can't get a harvest. So we got some great opportunities to promote and market your brand, your movie, your music, your whatever, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited about In the Pastor's Study. Ooh, wait, I'm so excited I can't even play the music. They had me out there in Houston, you guys, riding a horse. They say, if you want to ride, ride that black horse. And I rode a white horse, and I'm telling you, it ain't feel good. It felt like a roll of knives going in my butt. I ain't never nothing like that before. And then they put the saddle on it, and I wanted to get off the animal so bad, I jumped off the animal, and they thought the animal threw me. And they thought I had hit the head on the back of the truck and fell. But I threw up them two deuces and said, Lord, thank you that I won't be riding no more. I watch somebody else ride them, though. It ain't me. I'm just like a cow. No, I'm not. I ain't like no cow. Cow chew grass. I don't chew no dang on grass. I chew gum. But you know what? Somebody talking about somebody right now. They saying, you know that girl thinks she's something. And I want to let that girl know that they're talking about. Don't tell them you something. Tell them you somebody. Because something is what you sit in. They're like something like a chair. Something like a woman. Something like a, you know what I mean. Somebody going to call in and say, Greg says something about a woman. I tell you, something about a woman make me smile. Because I love a good-looking, good-smelling, what's the name of the word? Motivated woman that know who she is. First in the Lord and in her. You got to know who you are. Men too. Men have low self-esteem. They come out like they hard, but they be soft. So they hard be broke. So I want to encourage you. My heart has been broken. It was broken apart, and I'm glad it was broken apart. They called me a womanizer. I said, I wasn't no womanizer. I didn't womanize nothing. I gave them something they wanted. Love. Somebody looking for some love right now. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love. Look to Jesus. He'll give you the love that you need. He'll give you the answer to your prayer. I know you think weed is good. Weed is a temporary high. I know alcohol is good. It's alcohol high. It makes you feel good. But you're going to come right back down to that problem, to that situation. Cocaine might make you feel some kind of way. What else? Whatever you're doing, but I want to encourage you. People need to stop pointing fingers at people and understand the real, because everybody deal with things on different levels. So I want to encourage somebody tonight. Go and just grab somebody that you ain't talked to in a long time. Tell them you love them, because you love them. You just got, you know, some things didn't go right with you, you know, the way that you wanted it to go. But just show love in spite of, and everything else is going to pop up. We had an amazing time with my family. I just, you know, Roy Shell, Jarvis Shell, great time, great opportunity. It was just amazing. Alex, I want to, Alex Shell, man, I'm just so proud of you and, you know, how you get down, you and my cousin Amp and all of y'all, you know, Amp, special shouts out to you and my Uncle Thomas, you know, for just being there with you know, with your brother, man, your cousin. You know, it's just amazing. Special love shouts out to my cousin Roger Shell, his mom Gwen Shell, and, you know, just everybody, Shantre Pearson, Governor Pearson, Edward Pearson, you know, who all then weren't able to come. You know, we're going to be doing something every weekend. I'm excited about celebrating my mom. There's still a bunch of open wounds, but God got me through. He got me through my dad-in-law, through my mother-in-law right now being sick, and we praying healing over her body right now. In the name of Jesus, he heal, hold, set free, and deliver. And we just love on life. I want to just say this before I go. Love yourself. Love your neighbor, because you don't know when you're going to expire from this life, from this earth. Nobody knows. I'm going to leave the set early tonight. But God just told me to give you a message. And the message is to live. He don't want you dead. He needs you alive so that you can bring fruition to his written word. Joe Osteen, if you're listening, I'm looking forward to meeting you and your wife. Me and my wife excited about meeting you. Definitely going to go ahead and put you on our new channel 7 days a week. You and Pastor Trevor. Pastor Trevor R. Wallace, you listen. He's got a new show that's going to be debuting under the Greg Shell Show umbrella, and it's called Spiritual Oxygen, where you can breathe, get you some oxygen, spiritual oxygen. Not nobody trying to pimp the gospel, but give you the reality of who God is. And, you know, excited. We're going to have old school R&B night for the lovers, because you can't love on your wife off of no shirt and seats, or your girlfriend, you gotta want something to pop you off. So we're gonna have jazz, yeah, we're gonna have jazz nights coming from 8 to 10. Just keep your radio locked right here on the Greg Shell Show, exclusively on the Blog Talk Radio brand, www.blogtalkradio.com/ the Greg Shell Show #3. Make sure you put #3 on there. If you want to get your advertisements out, you can send $ the Greg Shell Show. Cash App, that's the Cash App, $ the Greg Shell Show. We're going to be shooting commercials on the spot this weekend, so get ready. The Greg Shell Show will be live at the Big Jack Bar and Grill located in Union Springs, Alabama on Pecan Lane. So we're excited about it. I'm glad I had a cousin that loved me. He took me out there to see that it wasn't nothing going to be out there on the sea of grass. There's a bunch of grasses out there. I need about 30 cows out there to chew that grass up. You know what I mean? But God always give you what you need, when you need it, how you need it, like that. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Excited. Go ahead and get your tickets early for the luau party that's going to be exclusively of Union Springs, Alabama. We got some major players coming in town. Got my brother coming in all the way from Atlanta. He's gonna be the saxophonist. They call him the Pied Piper. He's Patti LaBelle's first cousin, and he's going to be hanging out with us this weekend as we do the Greg Shell Show live. Also got virtual artists that's going to be performing live from their particular city. Amazing time. Go ahead and get your tickets early. Small venue, you guys, so you want to get your tickets early, because once we are to capacity, we won't be able to let any more in. All right? For $25, you're going to get 5 wings, some fries, a mimosa, soda, or some water. Okay? All right. And then if you want to buy it individually, we're going to have that available to you as well. If you would like to be a vendor for this amazing event, you would like to call 689-286-8825. Again, that's 689-286-8825. You can visit us online at greg@thegregshellshow.net. Y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. I had an amazing time. hanging out with my cousin. I'm just, you know, my brother. He's not a cousin, he's my brother. And man, he just had the most amazing hospitality. That was some people need to learn some hospitality. You know what I mean? Be rude at McDonald's. You spending your money, they be rude. Yes, rude, rude, rude. You know, as a girl, you know, you having a bad day. I don't want that food because, you know, you might have did something to it because you having a bad day. So don't try to have a bad day. Have a good day if you can have it. And don't let nobody stress you out. Don't let nobody make you mad if you can. You know, people will get on your nerves. But get on out the way. Get on out their way and move forward in Jesus' name. Love you guys. Hey, T-Sweat, I'm watching your video right now. You know you got to come to Union Springs and hang out. Changing Faces, we looking to go ahead and get you guys here in Shell City as we prepare for Christmas holidays. We get ready for the holiday. Holla! The Greg Shell Show been gone. He been gone for a minute. Now he back and he in the stack. And if you need some lawn service, we got some lawn service. Cut your grass, cut your weeds and all that stuff. Whatever you need, it's going to happen for you. New barbershop coming in back in town. Easy. Barber Styles and more. Where you're going to get your hand and your feet done and all of that. If you think you want to whoop-de-whoop, right there on the Greg Shell Show, you want to go ahead and get your coupon. Can't come in there with no EBT card. You need a bank card or one of them cards there. I don't know, though. We're going to work something out for that. That EBT worked pretty good. All right. Y'all want to thank y'all again for tuning in to the Greg Shell Show. I'm live coming out of Montgomery, Alabama in the house. Go ahead and tell a friend and tell another friend and tell another friend. Ernest Faust, J.R. was on the line with us today, the executive producer and the singer-songwriter of the new movie, Full Time Pimp. I had an opportunity to be on that platform, I'm telling you, shot in Atlanta, Georgia. Amazing. Y'all get ready for In the Pastor's Study, though. It is coming to you full play. You know, I played a deacon. I played Deacon Osteen. So y'all get ready for that. That's going to be hard, harder than a rock right here on the Greg Shell Show. Love you guys. Y'all tune in tomorrow from 8 to 10, and we're going to bring the quiet storm. You know, when the storm coming, it's quiet and easy. They call me Easy, but I'm Greg Shell, but I'm Easy G tomorrow night. Y'all go ahead and lock and load and go ahead and get ready for an amazing time in Union Springs, Alabama, as we celebrate the life of my mama, Sarah Lee Shell, and Roger B. Shell, and Joe Shell, and Junior Lee Shell, and Lily B. Shell, and Kenny Shell, and Lance B. Shell, all the Shells. Gonna be an awesome, amazing time. All right? Y'all have a great evening and peace be with you always.